Aloha and welcome for this new episode. Right here, right now, I wish to talk to you about self-care habits. It's a Magic Aussie podcast. I love saying that. You can also find me on my website and I have videos on YouTube. When you don't know what to do and you want to laugh. Or when you don't know what to do when you need to find guidance. Everyone's their own way. So I'm here to talk to you about self-care habits. You know how much, you're starting to know how much I love the subject. So this is the third time I'm talking about self-care habits. We've been talking about the basics. We've been talking about observing our reactions to deepen our transformation. And today I want to talk to you about, because for me, self-care habits are part of a supportive discipline. I love my supportive discipline. I am proud of having taken charge to create it and to sustain it. Because when we talk about support, it's about sustainability. So my sustainable self-love discipline is going well. So I want to talk about that today, how we can support us taking new habits. So for me, great support is feeling celebrated, feeling seen and recognized in what I'm doing for myself, and feeling celebrated for it. So this has to come from me. I can't ask people around me to applaud me every day for what I'm doing for myself. It's very nice, but it has to come from me. I am the one who has to see myself, what I'm doing, who have to recognize my efforts, who have to recognize my transformation, and I am the one who can celebrate myself too at every step taken in my transformation, you know, in because supportive discipline, it sustains our own development or transformation, because it's all about transformation. So, supportive discipline, how to support the supportive discipline and sustain it. So, I like writing about it. So, I used to be making many lists, who had lists of things to do. I wrote list of dreams and things I really wish to do, so that's very nice in my journals from the past, and it's nice to come back to that. But in my everyday life, I used to love making lists, but list of anything. I would just love writing list of things, you know, like things to buy or things to do, and especially things to do. And not that I was doing them, it was just nice to write them. And I learned a new way to write lists. Now I write the list of the things I have done. That changes everything. I write list of intention that I'm manifesting and doing right now. So I'm writing list of things I am doing and I have done. And that's a very different way of the magic power of the writing. We'll say this way, like it's part of manifestation. You know, I'm really writing what I'm doing. So for example, at the end of the day, I'm going to write down what I've done. And I really enjoy that, especially when it's writing down about the... I'm not writing every detail of my day. Obviously, I've been to the toilets today, you know. Obviously, I've had food or I've done the basics. But I like writing the things that I put a special attention on. So and the things that are self-care habits that I'm really trying to integrate, new things. So, for example, when I started to integrate... regular yoga practice into my life, so an asana practice. I used to write it every day. I'll write, I've done my yoga practice of the day. I would have in front of my journal as well, because I still love lists. In front of my journal, I would have every day I will tick, you know, I will add a little stick to my ticking. Sometimes I create boxes because I want to do 40 days. I create boxes and I tick them. And some days I don't tick, but it's okay. You know, it's part of the 40 days. It's okay to take a rest. It's okay to let things integrate. It's okay because it just happened this way. So we have really been nice with ourselves. if we're creating a self-care habit, if we want to act for our self-love, let's act with self-love. And that's not easy. That's a own journey on its own, but that's the self-transformation, huh? From whatever we're in now to self-love, compassion, abundance, and magic. So writing, really enjoy that. And with the writing, it's a way to record. So when we record in a journal, it's nice because later on, we'll be able to come back to it and really observe our evolution and learn. I'm learning from it each time. When I read it back, I don't do it all the time. But sometimes it's nice because we're doing many things at the same time. So I usually write all the things I'm doing. And since I started, for example, with language of divine, language of divination, or languages of wisdom, of interpretation of divine languages, like oracle cards or spiritual languages, let's call them, or the tarot or crystals, magic tools like that, what else, astrology, numerology, many things. So every day I will write about these things too, because I'm learning. Each time I'm learning something new, I will write it down to record. So example, in my journal, it's the date of today. If I'm into learning a lot about numerology, I'm going to write about numerology in it. I usually write something about the astrological point of view, like where the planet, where is the moon. I always write where is the moon and some planets changing, or some planets have been calling me, I write it down. I write where I am. Oh, that's important, right? Where I am. Yes, I move a lot, but even if I'm staying in the same place for a while, I think it's nice to write where we are, because it really brings us here and now where we are. And I value where I am here and now physically. You know, I value my home of the moment, because that's my home of the moment, and we're talking about self-care, so that seems obvious, but it's not so obvious. Yeah, it's nice. Actually, I haven't really thought about it this way. I'm just writing it because it feels important to write it. Because when I record, I like remembering where I am, but I feel it's also important to write it, to know we're here. You know, if we're mainly living in the same place, but I'm like, yeah, I'm here, I'm home. So let's write it down. That's an accomplishment. And as I said, I'm writing the things that I put my intention on, and the basics for me are important because they set my ground, so my home is important. And then I write what I've been doing. I will write it this way. Wow, Osi, that's awesome. Today you did your asana practice and you felt so good and I was so great. So I write this kind of things. You know, I really congratulate myself. I also laugh at myself. I find it very supportive to have this, in self-communication written in a journal. It really, really supports my way, and it records. I really like going back to some recording of what I've been doing. Because, you know, with time, we create new memories of the facts. And my journal is great because I have some facts from before. And it really helps me to observe my evolution. So writing it down is great. I also like creating a little celebration. You know, if I say, I do that for 40 days, I'm like, after 40 days, I'm really going to celebrate myself. But it doesn't mean I'm going to, for example, you're like, I'm going to stop cigarettes for 40 days. The 41st days, you're not going to have an orgy of cigarettes. That would like be very paradoxical and contradicting. I will celebrate myself by supporting this new discipline. So for example, with the yoga, I will take myself to do yoga in a new place. It will just be something that has to do with a self-care habit. can be offer myself the yoga mat I really, you know, a new yoga mat, because the one I'm using is not really the one I choose, is one that I had around. And then I basically invest in myself after I have really started doing it, because I know it will really support my practice. So there are many things. I can find you so many examples like that, but the yoga mat is a good example. And many other things, because I have been changing habits now and been very active in it for years. So it's becoming very natural, but I really invest in my own self. But I don't invest into buying new things. I invest space, time into myself. And as I keep saying, I can do with what I have. I don't need a whatever yoga mat to practice yoga. A chair is okay. The floor is okay. You know, as I was saying in the basics, self-care habit, a supportive discipline, is one that adapts to every here and now. You know, it's a here and now discipline. So it adapts because it's here and now. And it's awesome because just this allows me to create my practice wherever I am as well, you know. It goes everywhere. It supports me into strengthening the practice by adapting it to adapt it. Basically, your creation emphasizes as you go. So what did I say? Writing it. Celebrating myself, sharing it as well, sharing it, you know, talking about the things we do for ourselves, talking about it. And if you don't feel heard or listened around, or there's no one, you feel there's no one to talk about it, that's why you create a journal where you talk about it for yourself, you know. Talk, as we're always transforming, you're really coming into a new self, so talk to the self you were this morning about who you've become tonight, or the self you're feeling this morning about who you were yesterday. Really create this own, you know, transformative in-self communication. I really like this word, in-self. So in-self communication. So what else do I do? Yeah, sharing, expressing my voice about it. Oh, but if you sing, I sing songs about it. Huh? Wow, I sing songs about my habits too. I love it. I will go around, I'm like, today I'm just gonna drink water and I'm fasting and it feels good. Or it could be, I have different rhythm depending on my mood of the day. So I was talking about fasting, for example, but for the yoga, it's like, oh, this morning, that's awesome because I'm going to do my yoga practice. Oh, yay. Everyone's a tricks, but play, you know, it's all about playing. Play with your own passions. If you like drawing, draw yourself doing it. You know, a journal, I'm talking about writing, but it's about really expressing for yourself. Just love words. But if you think more in images than words, you know, let yourself talk to yourself with images or sounds. Or record, really record. I like the recording journaling. It's an amazing supportive discipline, just that, you know. You put everything in one. That's a supportive discipline. So those three things are mainly, So support is to adapt and change your mentality. This I will never say it enough. It's really the transformation happens mentally. That's a transformation. The body can adapt to anything if we allow it the space-time to do. If we direct it, you know, with care and having an adapted direction. It's all about adaptation, the capacity of adaptation. And the transformation is mental, really mental. Yeah, love yourself here and now, and everything you want to be is here and now, you know, here and now. Act on that. And just by bringing our intentions, because when we want to change, intentions of change for something, for feeling better or for making our life better, or, you know, we're always going into an evolution with the intention of evolving and in a certain way. So why not bringing the way right here, right now? Truly not, why not? Let's bring the way right here, right now. I evolve right here, right now. I am that. And I'm going to flow with that. Yeah. If not, we block a bit ourselves from where we're here. We're here now. And there was a thing that's there. Well, if it's there today, and if it's there tomorrow, and there the day after, why not bring it here? So it's here now, you know? Here and now. We can cycle around just by saying that, because I've been saying that for a few minutes. I do here and now. I do for me. Those are my mantras. I say them all the time. I do me. I do for me. I do here and now. And it's very nice. Affirmations, another one, very supportive. But that's a new habit to bring as well, because I'm thinking. Supportive habits for everything goes with the other one. So I'm just giving you many tricks here, many little simple trick habits that supports everything else, that really connects everything with each other. So affirmation, we're talking about transforming the mentality. Affirmations are awesome. So you can call them affirmation, mantras, prayers, wishes. You call them the way you want, vows. They're just those little sentences you repeat to yourself. Directions, wow, they're great. Guidance, many things. For example, those affirmations, I love affirmations. Affirmations have to be, it's not about being positive or negative. It's about affirmative. So it's an affirmative sentence. And a sentence that is opening, and that is happening now, and that starts with I. So example, I am practicing yoga. Not, I want to practice yoga every day. No, I am practicing yoga now. I am drinking hot water. You know, for example, you don't want to drink coffee in the morning. I'm drinking hot water. You don't say where you stop, you say what you're doing instead, what you're opening to. Because if you say, I want to stop smoking, or I'm stopping smoking, you're still in the mindset of the smoking. Why not using something like, I am breathing freely, or I am sustaining the health of my lungs. Everyone find their own way, you know, really find your own affirmations, some things that really resonate with you. And that not only supports you from changing a habit you want to change, but also to opening to new ways. Really opening an affirmation, an opening. This is key. I love myself here and now. I do for me here and now. Yeah. I'll let you play with that. And I wish you magical, playful moment with yourself. I love you. And chat next time. Ciao, bye bye. Whoops.